I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight, I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight, if you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden in France for tomorrow's commemoration ceremony marking 80 years since the Allied invasion that helped end World War II. Back at home, the new executive order giving the president the ability to shut the border to asylum seekers trying to make it to the U.S. illegally took effect last night. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in El Paso.
This new rule is triggered when there have been 7 consecutive days or more of 2,500 encounters between ports of entry, which is the case right now. The U.S. won't open things back up until there have been 14 days of encounters with 1,500 migrants or less between ports of entry. Now, there are a few exceptions, including unaccompanied minors, victims of human trafficking as well.
AT&T saying it has resolved an issue that left customers unable to make or receive calls from anyone using another carrier. T-Mobile and Verizon say their services were working fine yesterday. Extreme heat forecast this week in the Southwest. Phoenix could hit 113 degrees tomorrow. This is ABC News. New York City is on the verge of becoming the first city in the nation to put a congestion pricing plan into effect, charging most drivers when they go into specific parts of Manhattan. But now several reports say that New York Governor Kathy Hochul may be looking to delay the whole thing. ABC's Reagan Midgey is in New York.
This plan is now turning political. According to Politico, Representative Hakeem Jeffries told Governor Hochul congestion pricing could impact attempts to win back Democratic majority in the House this year, as Republicans are expected to use the plan as an issue to attract suburban voters in the upcoming election.
For now, however, New York City is still on track to start up congestion pricing at the end of this month. And a new proposal in Charlotte, North Carolina to help teachers. The city council there proposing spending $1 million on a so-called teacher's village that would create affordable housing. The proposed development would include 100 units for teachers. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this afternoon. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Attorney General Josh Call filed charges in Dane County Court Tuesday against attorneys James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbrough, as well as Donald Trump campaign associate Michael Roman. The three tried to send false Wisconsin Republican electoral votes to Congress, despite Trump losing the state to Joe Biden in 2020. A man was found dead in his Janesville home following an eight-hour standoff with authorities. Police were investigating a domestic violence incident Tuesday morning when the man allegedly fired several shots at Janesville officers. After hours of negotiations, officers entered the home to find the man dead. And Smokey the Bear is getting his own showcase in Wisconsin next month. Portraits and classic films from the USDA archives in Washington, D.C., reminding you to prevent forest fires, will be on display at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander. That'll happen the first week of July in celebration of National Forest Week. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
And we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Well, while we've seen plenty of rain over the last few weeks, it does not appear that the Chippewa River will reach flood stage here in Durand. The latest river forecast from the National Weather Service shows the river is at 7.9 feet, while flood stage is at 13 feet. Meanwhile, minor flooding is expected in Wabasha as the Mississippi River is expected to crest to 12.9 feet on Tuesday. That's minor flood stage. Now, some drier weather is expected to end the week. The city of Mondovi will explore the possibility of building a new fire station. During the last council meeting, the council did approve spending $2,500 with Keller Incorporated to have the company do a design study to determine what the city needs for a new station and where it could be built. That study is expected to take 9 months to complete. Eau Claire schools are asking for more money this fall. The Eau Claire School Board Monday approved an $18 million tax hike request. The money is earmarked for mental health and school psychologists. The $18 million request comes after Eau Claire schools received nearly $100 million in tax increases in 2022. That money went toward school improvements. Western Wisconsin's congressman is ready to parachute into France to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Congressman Derek Van Orden is one of 10 congressmen who will make the jump that paratroopers made on D-Day. Van Orden arrived in France yesterday and is set to make the jump tomorrow. Tomorrow will mark 80 years since Allied forces invaded France during World War II. Add the bridge in Zumbrota to the list of things closed because of flooding in Minnesota. The city of Zumbrota closed the bridge Monday morning. City crews say they're keeping an eye on debris that is building up under the bridge, but they're not yet to the points where they are concerned. UW Regents could revisit last month's campus protests during this week's Regents meeting. The Board of Regents is set to meet Thursday in Milwaukee. One of the things on the agenda is an update on free speech and civil dialogue on campus. The meeting is at UW Milwaukee, where protesters camped out on campus for weeks and where the chancellor got in trouble for the agreement he signed to end those protests. UW President Jay Rothman said he was disappointed in that deal because it wasn't viewpoint neutral. Critics say UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mohn took the side of the protesters and stood against Israel. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Charges have been filed in the Wisconsin fake electors scheme. The Office of Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call filed felony forgery charges in Dane County Court against Kenneth Chesbrough, James Troupas, and Michael Roman. The Capital Times reports all three are charged under a statute which criminalizes attempting to forge legal records or other public documents. Despite Donald Trump's loss to President Biden in Wisconsin in 2020, the three men orchestrated an attempt to deliver a slate of false Republican electors to the U.S. Senate and Vice President Mike Pence. A man will have to pay a fine after illegally shooting a deer with a bow and arrow from his car in Clark County. Cody Hamm from Medford was charged last year for illegal hunting and reached a plea deal Monday. He's also accused of intentionally killing another deer with his car. He's barred from hunting, fishing, and trapping for 3 years. Wisconsin farmers get help to help the hungry. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture announced Friday a total of 125 grants have been given to farms and farmers to assist statewide hunger relief efforts. The agency says the 2024 Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program will provide subsidies ranging from $5,000 to $25,000 to selected farms, 95% of which are socially disadvantaged or historically underserved communities around the state. There's more information at wylocalfood.org. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said he had considered removing the Hennepin County attorney from prosecuting the case of a state trooper who gunned down a motorist. Walz announced that he would have taken action against Mary Moriarty if she didn't drop charges against Ryan Loughran. The trooper was charged with murder and manslaughter earlier this year for the deadly shooting of Ricky Cobb II during a traffic stop on I-94. On Sunday, Moriarty dismissed the charges against Loughran. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Brewers fell to the Phillies 2-1 in 10 innings last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Elvis Peguero gave up the game-tying homer in the eighth, and Yoel Piamps got the loss after surrendering the game-winning run in the 10th inning. Milwaukee had seven hits, but Pat Murphy's club went 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position.
We didn't execute when we had to, and we didn't get the big hit. And, I thought our pitching staff did a nice job for the most part and kind of didn't get things to go our way, so... Results in the loss, and the extra inning loss, tough.
Brewers try to avoid the sweep this afternoon. UW-Whitewater fell to Mesa to Cordia in Game 1 of the NCAA Division III Championship Series 12-9 yesterday. The Cougars scoring 10 unanswered runs between the second and fourth innings, and the Warhawks unable to match it. Game 2 of that best-of-three series is Thursday. Milwaukee Admirals on the brink of elimination in the AHL's Western Conference Finals. They fell to Coachella Valley 5-2 at Panther Arena last night and trailed that best-of-seven series 3-0. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst told the game in Milwaukee yesterday that the Packers would like to get Jordan Love's contract extension done before the start of training camp on July 22nd. Packers kicking competition has gone to the next level. All three working in competition together yesterday during OTAs. Coach Matt LaFleur said they tried to distract the players by squirting water on them.
Make it as difficult as possible on the kickers. You know, we want to put them in situations that are pretty uncomfortable. I would say that's a pretty uncomfortable situation. Nowhere in ball are you going to have an entire team lined up around you, but just to try to amp up that level of pressure, and it was good to see the last one go through the uprights.
Wisconsin native Joe Pavelski hanging up his skates after 18 seasons in the NHL. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Rice Lewis homered in his return to action, but that was all the offense for the Twins had in a 5-1 loss to the Yankees. Bailey Ober allowed 3 runs in 5 frames. He falls to 5-4 with the setback. The Twins have now dropped 2 of 3. They'll continue their series tonight as Chris Pettick gets the ball for Minnesota. The Vikings will continue their mandatory mini camp in Eagan today. The 3-day camp runs through tomorrow. The Vikings will then have the third and final week of organized team activities next week. The Lynx open up a 2-game West Coast road trip tonight in Los Angeles against the Sparks. The team will then visit Phoenix on Friday before returning home. The Lynx have won 2 in a row after Sunday's victory over Dallas and sit at 6-2 on the season. High school baseball from yesterday on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. The sectionals were happening in the boys' baseball playoffs. And in Division One, Stevens Point defeats Eau Claire North 6-0. Huskies finished the season at 15-10. Hudson defeated River Falls 7-6, and Hudson then defeated Stevens Point 3-1 to advance to the state title. In Division Two, La Crosse Logan over Altoona 9-5, and then Medford over Merrill 4-3, and Logan then defeated Medford 7-5 to advance to the state title tournament. In Division Three, Cumberland defeated St. Croix Falls 3-2. Mondovi upsets Elk Mound 4-1 to set up the sectional final between Cumberland and Mondovi. Cumberland won that game 9-1. Cumberland advances to state. From Division 4, Oliva Strum, they blanked Pittsville in the semifinal 4-0. Royal over DeSoto 9-1. In the sectional final, Oliva Strum defeated Royal 2-1. Oliva Strum now is advancing to the state tournament. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Wild turkey hunting has been extraordinary across the region this spring, including in a state that touches both Wisconsin and Minnesota. In fact, lots of Minnesotans and Wisconsinites buy non-resident tags in this state every year. I'll tell you how this state hit a new spring turkey hunting record when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. Iowa completed its 2024 spring turkey hunting season back on Sunday, May 12th, and it ended the spring season with a record harvest of 16,059 birds. That surpassed the previous all-time record set last year of 14,843 birds. So Iowa turkey hunters killed about 1,200 more gobblers this spring. Turkeys were taken from all 99 Iowa counties, from a high of 649 birds bagged in Clayton County to a low of 3 in Osceola. Like most of the region, Iowa had seen 3 straight years of good turkey hatches across most of the state, thanks in part to long-term drought that benefited all ground-nesting birds. Hunters purchased more than 56,600 spring turkey tags across all Iowa seasons in 2024. It'll be interesting to see how the class of 2024 spring turkeys do, given all the moisture the region has seen this year. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Forecast for today, sunny until late this afternoon, then becoming partly sunny with a 50% chance of a shower or storm. Highs upper 70s, west winds at 5 to 10, increasing to 15 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 50% chance of storms early. Clear late, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. We'll have highs upper 60s. And for Friday, sunshine, highs mid-70s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region this morning. Mondovi 66, Ogalle 65. Wabasha Nelson 64, Lake City 63, Plum City 62, Pepin 61. Here at WRDN, Sunshine 62 with Lady A, and I run to you. It's 8:24.
I run from hate. I run from prejudice. I run from pessimists. But I run too late.
I run my
keep spinning faster into a new disaster. So I run to you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lady A, I run to you. 8:27 on the way. We're going to chat with Mike Norby with Grand Fun Fest as things are getting underway, setting up for this year's Fun Fest this weekend. That's next. First, here's Tim McGraw.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tim McGraw, Where the Green Grass Grows, at 8:31. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this half hour, Mike Norby with Durand Fun Fest. Is Fun Fest coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park, and things getting underway, at least getting set up here. And Mike joining us this morning. Mike, thanks for joining us. Well, we're starting to see a lot of activity in the park. Everything's starting to get set up.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy around there right now. You know, obviously kind of revamping where we're putting everything. So it looks kind of chaotic at the moment, but hopefully by, you know, Thursday or Friday, things will look pretty good down there. But yeah, we got the tent set up yesterday. Rides have been coming in since Monday, so it's all going smoothly so far.
What's your favorite ride?
I'm an old school guy, Tilt-A-Whirl.
Tilt-A-Whirl. All right. So Mike will be showing everybody how he loves the Tilt-A-Whirl. I mean, Tilt-A-Whirl. Probably, what do we want to schedule that, like, for Saturday afternoon after you've eaten, like, right, you know, have
corn dogs, funnel cakes, and then go on the ride?
Yeah, you know, that sounds like a good combination.
1 o'clock?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
But you may need some liquid courage, so maybe have a beverage or two first.
Maybe water
and
too.
And then we'll go on.
Yeah.
Then we'll do a Facebook Live with that. I'll also hand the operator a $20 bill saying, make sure this goes really long and make it go faster than normal for the guy, just because. And they would do that for you. I'm just saying.
I'm sure they would.
But tell us about some of the entertainment we have this year.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff is kind of remaining the same. You know, our car show and Brat Feed Friday night, it's been kind of an annual tradition now for the last several years. So we're going to have that going on. Proceeds, we always donate from the Brat Feed and the car show to a certain organization or need in the community. This year, it's going to the Haven, the Durand, Arkansas School District, helping kids in need. Saturday we have the Dweebs coming back, which is huge. They have not been here since 2018, so we are really excited to have them back. They're performing from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday we have Two Frets Up, local band here, performing in the morning into the early afternoon, and then we all, of course, have our grand parade Sunday afternoon.
All right. And, of course, there'll be plenty of food as well. I know it's Faith Lutheran doing the chicken dinner Saturday and Sunday, right?
Correct. Yep. And then, of course, we have the Methodist Church doing the pie and ice cream social Saturday and Sunday as well.
All right. All right. Talking with Mike Norby this morning with Durand Fun Fest this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Coming up, you'll probably notice a whole bunch of changes on the grounds. We'll talk about some of those here coming up as well. Birthdays today. No local birthdays to announce. But if you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can always drop us a postcard as well, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. Our birthday anniversary club winner every week wins the birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and also a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Forecast for today, sunny until late afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy with a 50% chance of a thunderstorm. Highs upper 70s, west winds increasing to 15 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 50% chance of thunderstorms early. Clear, light, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs upper 60s. Friday, sunshine, highs mid-70s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region. Ogallee 65, Wabasha, Nelson 64, Lake City 63. Plum City 62, Mondovi 66, and Pepin 61. 63 here in downtown Durand with Josh Turner. And Why Don't We Just Dance? It's 836.
baby, why don't we just dance? This little bitty living room ain't gonna look like much. But when the lights go down and we move the couch, it's gonna be more than enough for my two left feet and our two hearts beating. Nobody's gonna see us go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Your best dress on and those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut a rug.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance?
Bouncing off the walls, floating on air,
baby,
baby.
Why don't we just dance?
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Josh Turner, why don't we just dance? 8:39. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us, Mike Norby with Durand Fun Fest. Fun Fest this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park. And Mike, you mentioned early on here, where the carnival's at, and there're going to be some changes. It looks chaotic, but there are going to be a lot of different working pieces to this year, isn't there?
Yeah, we obviously have, having to change kind of the way that everything looks, changing kind of some geographical things with where we're putting the rides and the games and the food and all that. So keeping everything in Memorial Park, we always want to keep things as local as possible, close to downtown businesses and support our businesses here. Everything's going to be set up within or around Memorial Park, streets, in the park, on the grass, in the old basketball court. It's going to be chaotic looking probably and new obviously for everyone, but we're excited for kind of this new change.
Now, one of the changes is the craft show is actually coming back from being along the river up to Madison Street.
Correct. Yes. Yep. We're going to have it just basically on the block that the park is at and Goodrich Funeral Home. It's just going to be right on Madison in between those two places.
And the rides are actually going to be like on 2nd Avenue East and Wells.
2nd Avenue East, Wells, and then in the old basketball court within the park as well.
Okay. And some of that is at least where they're putting them is Xcel Energy would prefer not to have a ride hit a power line. Just saying.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and thankfully there are regulations that they have to abide by. They have to be so many feet away from power lines. So, obviously taking that into consideration as well. So these guys are awesome. I don't know how they are able to map these things together and know exactly what they need and where to go. But I've been coming downtown, the last couple of days and watching them. And I mean, these guys are pros. They know exactly what they're doing.
Now, one of the things with the carnival too that people will notice is there won't be tickets this year, right?
Correct. Yeah. So everything is moving over to a credit system. So, you know, we have our daily band. It's good for unlimited rides one day of the carnival. There's the mega band, which is good for all 3 days, unlimited rides. And then now they're moving over to a credit system instead of tickets. So the credit system, how it works is credits will be loaded onto a wristband, and then they will be scanned at each of the rides. Each ride takes so many credits to ride, and then you can just reload more credits onto that wristband at one of their kiosks.
Okay, so that'll be a little bit different. Now, are the wristbands still available before FunFest right now?
Absolutely, yep. So daily bands and mega bands are both pre-sale right now at Duran Fresh Market and at Handy Mart. One thing to note, though, is that prices will increase at the kiosk, you know, the days of the fair. So
okay.
I would definitely take advantage of it now. They are on sale through Thursday this week.
Okay, so you can go to Duran Fresh Market or Handy Mart as well for those, again, either daily wristbands or the mega bands. Get the mega band. That's just from personal experience. They started doing that when Brianna was younger and we were still in Toma for the Monroe County Fair, and it was like $40 for the whole fair. Man, that was the best $40 I ever spent. It was awesome, man. I'm going to tell you what, because then that way I didn't have to worry about it, of her having to get extra whatever. They love the, she's like you, likes the tilt-a-whirl. They went on that thing, her and her friends went on that thing 6 times in a row. It was after the 6th one that they finally like, okay, I think maybe it's time we get off. It's just like, okay, we're done.
I couldn't do it more than 2 times, so kudos to her.
I'd do it once, and it's like, there was a time when I could do, you know, do that a little bit more than one time, but not now. It's like you better have Durand Ambulance sitting right there waiting.
Exactly.
I'm not going to survive that. That's for sure. I'm too old for that. So along with where the carnival's at and all that, and that's going to be the other thing, because of where the carnival's at, people are going to kind of have to watch. Yes, the power line or the power cords and all of that for the carnival rides are going to be covered, but They just need to watch that when they're going out throughout the grounds, because it's a little bit different this year.
Yeah, I would, you know, obviously be mindful of where you're stepping, you know, just for your own personal safety. And the other thing, too, is it is going to be a little bit more condensed. So there's going to be a lot more people in a smaller area. So obviously, you know, just be mindful of that as well. You know, be respectful of other people.
Now, will the bands be on the band shell, or will they still be in the tent area?
So they are going to still be in the band shell. We'll have a stage extension. Thankfully, Blues and the Chippewa is letting us borrow their stage extension again this year. They've been great friends of ours for the last several years and being able to do that for us. So we will have the stage extension out there, and all the bands will be performing on the band shell. Okay.
And then the beer garden, is that going to be in the tent, or will that's kind of how are you going to do that?
So that's looking different this year. We tried keeping, you know, the beverages, and this year we have merch. We are selling t-shirts as well. We wanted to keep that as close to the happenings in the park as possible. So we do still have a tent. It's just going to be our food tent this year. So you'll see like the chicken in there. We'll have like some of the kids' activities, face painter, caricatures, that kind of stuff in there as well. And then the beverages, the ticket booth, and then the merch stand will all be in the pavilion on 2nd Avenue.
Okay. Okay, so that's good. That is going to be a little bit different.
It is going to be different. Yeah, it's going to be condensed, obviously, so it's going to be a little smaller than what we're used to. So it's definitely a change. We're kind of excited to see how that change, you know, cooperates with us and if it's something that's going to be feasible for the years to come.
Talking with Mike Norby this morning with Duran FunFest coming up. We're going to chat with Mike about how you really need to help and can help with the FunFest as well this weekend. We'll chat with Mike about that here coming up right now. Hell Kitchen, Mama Knows the Highway. It's 8:45.
Mama knows the highway by the song. When she hears a good one, she always sings along. She don't ever worry about what's gone. She says, good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights. Maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise.
clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real South begins. Well, Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by sign. Little old places always share the grand design. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Mama knows the highway, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Hal Ketchum, Mama Knows the Highway. 8:50, and Mike Norby joining us once again.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Yeah, let's try that again. Mike Norby joining us one final time here this morning, talking about FunFest. Mike, one of the big things that, and we've talked about this before, the FunFest committee really needs some volunteer help here. How many people put this together?
I think this year we have about 6 to 8 people.
That's it?
Yeah, so it's not a lot. You know, in previous years, it's fluctuated. We've had as many as 10, and then we've had as few as 3 or 4. So, you know, we've definitely been managing, but we do need people. I feel kind of silly when I'm making posts on Facebook and, you know, we need, in capital letters, more volunteers, but we are in a dire situation. We do need more volunteers. It's unfortunate. I completely understand that not everybody has time to do it. You know, but it doesn't necessarily have to be an entire weekend type of thing. If you can volunteer with beer sales, merch sales, helping set up something, helping tear down something, I mean, it could be as simple as just a couple of hours, but it may not seem like a lot, but it is extremely helpful for our committee.
And so if someone wants to say, you know what, I can volunteer for Saturday afternoon from 2 until 4, my kids are going to be riding the Tilt-A-Whirl nonstop for those 2 hours, I can help in the beverage tent. So how can they reach out, or how can they say, hey, I raise their hand, I can volunteer and let you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a sign up sheet on our Facebook page. So if you search FunFest Durand, Wisconsin, we do have a sign up sheet on there. You can also send a message on our Facebook page. Otherwise, you can send us an email as well, duranfunfest@gmail.com. So a couple of ways to get a hold of us. Facebook messaging is probably going to be the easiest. It's going to be the quickest. You know, we get those instantly, and we try to respond as quickly as possible to those.
Sure. So I forgot to ask now, for the parade, any changes on the route to the parade due to the changes to the grounds for FunFest this year?
So the route is changing a little bit, and it's not necessarily because of the changes that we have down in Memorial Park. We're trying to streamline that process a little bit and just trying to make it easier on our volunteers. Again, we don't have many, so if we can make it as easy as possible for everybody, that's the best way to do it. So beginning is going to look a little different. We're going to be doing a majority of our lineup on Montgomery Street behind the high school, rather than kind of on each one of the blocks, mm-hmm. on each, you know, side of the street. So that's really going to be the biggest change. The rest of the route is going to be the exact same. We're still going to go down First Avenue onto Main Street. So I would say a majority of the route is going to remain the same.
It's just that very beginning.
Because
obviously everybody's going to go from Montgomery Street to First Avenue and make the right-hand turn.
Right. Yep, all right. Exactly.
All right. So again, it's Duran Fun Fest this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Memorial Park here in Durand. And remember, if you can help them out, visit the Fun Fest Durand, Wisconsin Facebook page. Sign up for even if it's just a couple hours to help them out here over the weekend so we can keep Fun Fest going. Because if we don't have enough people to work it, it's going to go away. Mike, again, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Mike Norby with Duran Fun Fest coming up next hour. We're going to be continuing our spotlight on the Kohler family as they are the host of this Saturday's Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast. We're going to continue our conversation with Randy at about 9:10, talking about how they keep the milk safe for all of us, starting right at the farm. We'll be doing that here coming up next hour at 9:10. It's 8:53. June is Dairy Month. Did you know that in 1890, the nation's first dairy school was created at UW-Madison? That year, Stephen Babcock created the milk fat test that allowed dairymen to determine which cows produced the richest milk, the best for cheesemaking. That test is still used today, and UW-Madison remains the country's top dairy science department. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Security Financial Bank, serving Wisconsin's dairy industry for over 80 years. Visit sfbank.com for more information. Security Financial Bank, member FDIC.
At SFB Security Financial Bank, our agricultural relationship managers don't just know about banking. They possess hands-on experience in the agriculture industry. With long-term expertise and first-hand knowledge of the industry, our staff has your agricultural banking needs covered. Contact us today to learn how we can help. Security Financial Bank, Black River Falls, Bloomer, Durand, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, and River Falls. Member FDIC.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Payout via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Been playing at a room on the street.
she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, yes she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.